This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's Sarah and Vinny.
Alice at 97.3. Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. This part of the show is brought to you by Credit Karma. You can watch the show live, and you should right now because we have a guest coming in here. Greg Baldwin is joining us. He's at the Punchline tonight. And you can go to RadioAlice.com/watch and see Greg. Known Greg for years and years. Get your truly free credit score and free credit monitoring from Credit Karma today. Credit Karma, get knowing. Welcome to the show, Greg Baldwin.
Woo! Yay!
Yay!
So
Greg,
exciting.
You're doing one night tonight at Punchline.
At the Punchline, right. Yes, with Ant. And
Is that so? We've met Ant a couple times.
Yeah, he's been on your show.
Through, sure.
Yeah, he's incredible. We have a podcast together and...
Everybody's got a podcast.
Everyone's
now.
Got a podcast. Right. Yes.
So, Greg,
wait, what's the name of the podcast?
It's called Second Chances.
Oh.
And It's stories of people who got a second chance in life, hosted by two comedians living theirs.
Their second chances.
Yes.
I feel like there's so much to do with you. And where to start is you used to work here at Alice Radio. You were a sales guy.
Yes. I was a salesperson. I sold commercials.
Yes, that had to be super fulfilling and enriching.
You know what? It was actually fun.
Of course,
but
it was.
Was that after college, or how
yeah.
that? So you finish college, you get into radio sales, but your true dream is
to perform, to act, and to perform. And I've always been a radio guy, and I grew up listening to music was my passion. So I went to work for a radio station called KOME out of college, and it was like the dream come true.
Sure.
And then I came up here to CBS and worked with you guys. It was amazing.
Greg.
Yeah.
What have you auditioned for that you haven't gotten?
Yes, what could we have seen you in, but we didn't
get to? I'll tell you what.
That's too cool, man.
That's mean, man.
So mean.
Tell us some of the things you've lost out on.
I'll tell you where I got my big break.
All right.
It was a movie with Adam Sandler and Jennifer Aniston. It was called Just Go With It.
Wait, you're in that?
Yes. And if you watch the pizza scene, if you put it on pause and you put it on slow motion as slow as you possibly can, you'll see me walk by with a plate of food.
Oh, big break.
That's my big break. That's my big break.
That's fantastic. We should say that's the highest profile thing you've done so far.
Yes.
In the movies.
In the movies, yes. Yeah. I've done a bunch of short films and stuff, but nothing major.
So the goal is to act, but then how's stand-up fit in? Is that sort of your... fallback? Because that's a brave fallback.
Yeah, you know
it
what?
It is. It's hard.
That's the hardest of all
it
the
is.
Things.
It is. I'll tell you I used to go to the Comedy Store all the time and watch comedians when I moved down to LA. Never in a million years did I ever think I would be a stand-up comedian.
Because you went down specifically to be an actor.
I did.
Okay.
And amongst other things. Do you want to talk about
that? He had a little bit of a crash and burn toward the end of
One of those too.
Yeah.
Vinny
had one too. You might remember Vinny's. I think that may be how you met Maddie. But when you talk about second chances, you're actually kind of a big deal in the clean and sober community.
So I left San Francisco to go to rehab. And when I got down to 118 pounds. I was missing teeth, living out of my car.
Oh my God.
Ended up in jail.
Oh my God, Greg.
What's your drug of choice, buddy?
Crystal meth.
Really?
Oh, I'm booze.
You're booze.
I'm a booze guy,
Nice. I'm a recovering alcoholic, but crystal meth is my...
I was going to say, you have to be totally clean. You can't... I mean, all kinds of bad decisions get made when you're drinking.
Yeah. On Valentine's Day, I celebrated 10 years clean.
Oh. Good for you.
Thank you.
All right.
Yeah, thanks. Nothing says you're a loser like getting sober on Valentine's Day, huh?
That is a hard day to start.
It is. It was a rough day.
Actually, my birthday is on the 13th of February.
Is it really?
It is.
We're one day apart.
Oh, wow.
Although years apart, but
you mean your sober day?
My sober day, yeah.
Is that what it's called in the community?
In the junkie community, it's called your birthday.
Your birthday, you say. I get it. Oh.
It's amazing.
Yeah.
I have a life beyond my wildest dreams now. But I'll tell you, it was rough. I used to do drugs in the bathroom here.
No, you didn't.
Yes, I did. Yeah, I used to do drugs.
Don't laugh at that. That's horrifying.
crying.
Yeah.
Oh my God, Craig. I didn't. I mean, I knew that you had some problems, but I really only knew that sort of like, you know, secondhand. I knew some friends we had in common, mm-hmm. and they said, "Boy, Greg's in a bad way."
Yeah.
Greg's this.
Wait,
Greg's
were you
that.
Like smoking or snorting in the bathroom?
I was snorting. It was actually at the time it was cocaine.
Oh, meth is down the line away a little bit.
Well, here's what happened. At the end, I was working here doing meth, and I started using meth, and I'm like, okay, this is not going to end well.
You could tell right away.
Oh, yeah. I'm like, I'm in trouble. So I resigned here at CBS, and I was supposed to transfer to K-Rock. And down in L.A.
Yeah.
to follow my dreams.
That was going to go well.
Oh, no. So I was at, so they decided not to hire me, obviously, because I didn't look good. And I was really sick.
You're off.
But I, yeah, picking my face in the interview. I went on an interview with, I went on an interview with ABC, KABC in L.A. And I'm in the interview, and a bag of meth fell out of my pant pocket. There was a hole in my pocket.
Right? In your pants?
In my pants.
You
I brought it in there.
You couldn't leave it in the car?
No, I didn't leave it in the car. And seriously, I probably hadn't slept in 2 days, and I probably look horrible. And the meth fell out my pant leg and onto the floor. And I think I killed the interview, right? But I'm out of my mind. And we're walking out. And the sales manager grabs the meth off the floor, and he goes, "What's this?" And I snatched it out of his hand, and I said, "Vitamins." And he goes, "Okay, let me show you to the door."
And that was that.
And he escorted me out. And I walked out, and I was so devastated. I was like, oh, my God. Like, I just ruined my whole life.
Wait, so I thought you went to L.A. to go to rehab. So is this post-rehab at this point?
No. So I went to – first, I went down to – follow my dreams and get away.
Yeah,
from-
this story's gotten yeah, really this, because right. I was told that you left here to go chase your dreams, but okay. really you left like here to run from
right, yeah. the story that we were handed.
No, yeah. no, I came back.
Greg Baldwin is on with us, by
yeah,
the way.
Greg
he's
Baldwin
at the punchline
is,
tonight. Go on, right. Greg. All yeah, right. No, so lay out the timeline, please.
Yeah, so, no, I went there to get away from drugs.
Right.
To L.A., which is ridiculous, but I found them.
Because they don't have those there.
They don't right. have drugs in L.A.
Oh
and then
God.
I went through, I liquidated my savings, I went through it all, and it just was
how
a
much
disaster.
Was in your savings?
Like 80 grand.
Oh.
And then I moved back here.
Is this where family lives? Or?
Yeah, I'm okay. from the Bay Area, I'm from San Mateo.
Oh, they must be so proud.
Yeah.
Now.
Well, they're proud no. now,
sure,
for sure.
Yeah,
it was devastating. It was really devastating. And I moved back here, and I went to work for K-Fox. And in San Jose, and I was totally on meth. And this guy that I started my career with, Justin Whitmire,
I know Justin.
You know Justin?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. He was like, I was out of my mind, and he kept trying to help me and try to get me in rehab. And
yeah, he's a really good guy. So that your experience with him was great.
And I devastated him, and he was like, dude, I took a chance on you, and you totally screwed me over.
Right.
Have you talked to him since?
I've tried to make amends, and
Yeah,
and I
sometimes a bridge is so thoroughly burned that you.
Well, yeah. You can't necessarily be in control of how he's going to react. All you can do is say, "I know you tried, and I'm so sorry that I wasn't able to get it together."
Yeah,
and then you leave it there.
Yeah,
yeah. And that's it.
Has he gotten back to you?
Yeah, he got back to me, and he's like, "You know, I'm really proud of you, and I'm really glad you're
good.
Clean." But yeah, so I did my part. I cleaned my side of the street, but you know,
but
I was devastated.
He may not want to get back together with you, though.
Yeah.
That's the way that goes.
Yeah.
You know, still. One of those things.
I invited him to my show through a second person tonight.
Tonight?
His cousin, yeah.
Oh.
So I didn't hear back, but, you know.
But maybe, you never know.
Yeah. So that's how it
maybe
I went to
he'll
L.A.
hear you this morning, and then he'll say, oh.
Okay, yeah. So you're back at the station in San Jose,
okay.
and
yeah.
you're screwing that up, too.
Living out of a hotel.
Okay.
Working
okay.
there. I leave there. I go to work for a car dealership. And
then, you're losing weight.
Yeah, I got down to 118 pounds. I weigh 170 now. So, and I'm like teeth. I was walking down the street, and one of my teeth just fell out of my mouth. That's how bad it was. Is
my
I allowed
God.
To say that?
Oh my God, Greg!
Is
holy,
that terrible?
Yes, you know it's terrible.
It's terrible.
You know it's absolutely terrible.
You know you got a drug problem if your teeth are falling out
right.
of your mouth.
Did you just like kick it to the side or?
You pick it up
well, what
and
are you going
to
do?
I don't
sell
know,
it?
Pocket it.
Yeah,
the,
anybody
no.
want to buy this?
No, the little tiny pocket on your jeans. I put it in the little tiny pocket.
That's what they're for, in case one of your teeth falls out.
So it's falling out because you're grinding your teeth? Is that what's happening? Or
I don't know what it is with meth. I don't know if it's the chemicals or the dehydration or lack of taking care of them, but you know.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
So,
but it's none of it's good.
None of it's good.
So this is a good ad for kids to stay off drugs. Don't do it.
Please,
I mean, Greg
yeah.
is a guy who had it. I mean, you had it together. You were a cool guy, yeah. fun. You know,
yeah.
I liked you a lot, and then yes. all of a sudden you were just gone.
Yeah, So I moved back here, and then I moved with my parents. My parents kicked me out. I was living out of my car. And then Maddie.
Our old producer,
Maddie, tried to help me. Maddie and I were like best friends when he was working here. And yeah.
Maddie had problems of his own, so I don't know that he was the best resource for you to join.
Probably not. He was trying to get me off meth, but there were other things that were going on.
Try this instead.
Yeah, let's just do this.
We laugh now.
Hilarious.
Right.
Yeah, so I was living at Maddie's house, and he's trying to help me, and I went to an
out. Was he a married guy at that point?
He was.
Yeah. Oh, wow, yeah. Okay.
And they would come home, and I cleaned the whole house.
Well, sure, you're on
you
that.
Know? Yeah, I mean. And they're like, oh, my God, the house is all clean. You know, and but anyway, I went to an Alice event one night, and it was like a bar event or something, and I was talking to one of the listeners, and I said, I'm living at Maddie's house. And the listener goes, oh, my God, you're the drug addict?
Oh, my God.
And I'm like, what? And he goes, yeah, they talk about you every day in the morning. And I'm like, no way. And they're like, yeah. And they're like, Sarah and Vinny are saying, kick him out. You're enabling his behavior. Kick him out. Which was good advice.
Yeah. Well, I remember hearing horror stories. I didn't remember that they were on the air. Yeah. I would have thought we'd keep that private,
but I guess not. So at that point, though, that would have been.
You didn't say my name.
All right.
At that point, that was no name, though.
Yes, it was no name.
Oh, there was no name. Okay.
Yeah. I was off rebuilding my own life, getting my own act back together. Yeah, I had my own explosion, but go on. So you're at Maddie's.
Yeah.
You're the drug addict he lives with.
Yeah. And finally, so you, Maddie's wedding.
Yes.
He bought me a plane ticket to go to the wedding, and I was kind of, there wasn't a best man, but I was kind of the best man. And I got arrested that night. I was supposed to
fly out.
Oh, I
didn't know you got arrested.
Were you there for that?
I was there. I don't remember you being
there. I was there, too.
Oh, you were there. You weren't there. You got arrested instead of coming to the wedding. I see.
I was in jail.
Were you trying to get through security with your bag of meth falling out of your pocket?
No, I got caught in like some kind of sting getting meth, and I got arrested.
Oh, bye.
Greg.
I know.
Greg Baldwin, everyone. His old life is what we're chronicling. Yeah, he's at the punchline. So you go down to L.A. and you're thinking, I'm going to be an actor. And you did wind up in comedy. So how did that transition happen?
So what happened was, I went to rehab.
Yeah.
And
it worked.
Yeah, and it worked. I got clean and
sober.
It
worked.
One time?
I flunked rehab, so
really?
Good for you. Yeah.
I went to rehab when I was 19, and then I went this time, and it worked. I got sober. I checked in on February 13th of 2007. So my sobriety date is Valentine's Day of 2007.
Okay. Yeah.
And I lost everything. I was, 118 pounds, missing teeth, living out of my car at the end. And so I checked in and I just surrendered. I gave up. And I was like, you tell me what to do. I want my life back. I just want to be a life back. Yeah, I want to be a normal, healthy, happy human being. So I did 56 days in rehab. I moved into a sober living and I just started, I made my whole life about recovery. And I just started working a recovery program. And about 6 years into my recovery, or 5 years into my recovery, there was a newcomer that needed help. And this is how I found stand-up. And I had been going to the Comedy Store and stuff. And there was a newcomer that needed help, and he was 30 days clean. And so someone asked me if I could give him a ride home. And what I thought inside was like, really? Why don't you give him a ride home? Why are you asking me? But I said, okay, I'll give him a ride. And I gave him a ride home, and then he had no car, so I asked him if he needed help, to get in recovery. So I started picking him up and taking him to, the recovery. And we would go to Starbucks, and he would never order anything. And so I said, are you broke? And he's like, yeah. And I said, do you have groceries at your house? And he's like, no. So I took him grocery shopping. And he took me to Whole Foods.
He took
me to Whole Foods.
Shoot for the moon. Right?
But there were no conditions on it. So I said, okay. So I bought him like a little basket of groceries for $100. And
really? You've got to have organic, huh?
Yeah, organic.
I don't want to pollute my body.
You bastard.
You can't stop. Yeah.
I don't want any GMOs in there.
You were just smoking crack outside of
the right.
Yeah, taking grocery shopping at McDonald's.
Yeah. And so we became friends. And he turns out he's a comedian, and he had made a couple of appearances like on the Tonight Show and stuff like that. Not as in skits and stuff. And he invited me to the Comedy Store to see him perform. So I went and I watched him perform. He was great. And then there were some comedians that weren't so good. And I was like, I could do this. I could tell drug stories and be as funny as half of these people. And he said, do you want to try it? And I'm like, oh, uh-oh.
Right.
And I said, sure. And a week and a half later, he invited me to do this like newcomer show, and I did it. And
so you sat down and wrote jokes.
Yeah, I've been speaking in jails a lot. I do a lot of work inside the jail facilities in L.A. So, and I know what makes people laugh with my drug stories. And so I told those stories, and then I wrapped it up with like a feel-good recovery message, and like people were high-fiving me. And
good for you.
God, it felt good, and that was the takeoff point.
Yeah,
that how long ago was that?
That was four years ago.
Oh.
On September 12th of 2013.
Boy, you and the dates.
Good for you.
Yeah, well, I remember things now. I remember things now. And so
it's good.
You know, I look back at that, and it's like, what if I would have said no to giving him a ride home?
Right.
You know, everything good in my life has been a direct result of helping another person, you know, since I've gotten sober. So, and so I've been doing it ever since. And it's like the scariest, funnest, craziest, exciting, horrifying, terrible thing I've ever done.
Has it ever gone just like horribly wrong where you're like, oh, maybe this was the wrong?
Yeah. So
have you had that night where you just sort of slink off the stage with your tail between your legs?
You have to.
At the Comedy Store in front of my parents.
Oh no.
Yeah. So about a year after, like, you're terrible the first couple of years. You just are. Nobody starts off being a good stand up. But I was doing it for about a year. And I invited my parents, my brother.
Fly down. And
yeah, they're all there. And the show was terrible. Every comedian was terrible.
Oh.
And Ant from Last Comic Standing, he was like my mentor. And so he came out to the show.
Who you're performing with tonight.
Yes, who I'm performing with tonight. And so he came out to the show. And I get up on the stage. And when you're a new comedian, you speed through if you get nervous. And I was just like, and do this. And, blah, 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 blah. And I get off the stage. And I'm like, uh-oh, that didn't go well.
And it only took 4 minutes.
Yeah, seven minutes. And it was, yeah, and I get off the stage, and then Ant had taken off. I sent him a text. I'm like, I don't think that went so well. And he calls me, and I'm like, uh-oh. And he goes, listen, I'm not going to lie to you. You bombed.
Were your parents like, that was great, honey.
Yeah, so I go, what do I do? And he goes, listen, here's what's going to happen. He goes, they're all going to come out after. And he goes, I just want you to say, listen, I had a tough performance. And he goes, they're going to say things like, no, tough crowd, or you did great. He goes, they're lying to you. And so they all came out, and I'm like, yeah, I had a tough performance. And they're like, no, it was great, tough crowd. And I'm like, oh, God. Oh, God. And I'm like, I never want to do this again. And Aunt made me get up the next week. But I had severe anxiety over performing for about another 3 months.
Oh,
but
I'm sure. I mean, you got to get up there and do it again. But it must have taught you about slowing down and, you know, letting your words sink in.
It's one thing, though, to really stink, like, by yourself or in front of a little couple people, but on stage, in front of everybody, in a spotlight. Ugh.
Oh, God, it's so hard.
It's horrifying.
Right.
I don't know why I do this. You know why? Because the times that you do well and you make people laugh, and especially with today's times and everything that's going on, you know.
Sometimes you just kill it. And
you just
feel so good.
It's the best. And you know what it's like? I was a baseball player. It's like hitting the ball in the gap, and you're running around first, and then you're running around second, and like you come into third, and you slide head first, and like it's bang, bang, and you're safe, and you get up, and the crowd's cheering, and you're like, wow. And you're just like, yes. And it's just,
more like that.
Yes, more. I want more.
Greg, I have a text here. 650 says he's one of the greatest baseball players ever, Sonoma State.
Oh, yeah.
Oh.
Wow.
I didn't know you were like a storied ball player.
Yeah, I played college baseball. Four years of college baseball. That was my true love. My first choice would be to be a professional baseball player.
Really? Mm-hmm. So you dip?
I used to. I quit. I just, on the September 28th, I had 8 years off cigarettes.
Oh, Lord.
And nicotine.
Oh, so then that counts as nicotine. So the dip, 8 years.
Oh, so you were cigarettes and dip.
Whatever. Well, yeah.
Whatever.
Sounds like it was whatever was around.
Right.
Yeah.
Boy.
Whatever makes me feel good.
Well, cigarettes, though, for junkies usually, and I can say this for myself, when I quit, you know, I got off booze, but oh, did I love my cigarettes.
Oh, like, yeah.
I had my cigarettes and my coffee, and I was like, I don't care. And once you get sober and your life's back together, you're like, this is good enough.
Mm-hmm.
I'm okay. Right. You know,
if
I die of lung cancer, I'm still way better off than I was. And you start to sort of excuse away that behavior. Later, you really start to put your life back together and go, okay.
Yeah.
I could get off cigarettes too. That'd be a smart move. I mean,
that's what I did. 2 years after I quit drugs and alcohol, I stopped
me
smoking.
Too.
Really?
Exactly
so
the
funny.
Same amount of time.
Oh my God.
2 years later.
We got a lot of similarities in
And I quit cigarettes, so the last day it was so funny because I was doing a radio show in Oregon where I lived, and I smoked from that morning, chain smoked. Till I had
lit
even I
other.
Even had an appearance at this place, and people are coming up to meet and greet me, and I'm like, how you doing? Yeah. Listen, I'm quitting this tomorrow, but I got to get these in while I can.
And you
so
did.
I did. I quit. That was it.
How long has it been?
That was in 06.
Wow.
So whatever that is, 11 years?
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's even more impressive than drugs and alcohol sometimes, you know.
Cigs?
Yeah.
Cigs are
they're hard.
Ridiculous.
Yeah, they're hard.
I don't know what it is about nicotine, but listen, children. You do not want to be nicotine's bitch, and you will be.
Yeah.
And I quit smoking a long time ago, but I vape. I'm still a full-on...
You're a vapor?
I'm a nicotine addict.
Wow.
Still. Wow. It's got to be better than smoking, though. Oh, I totally rationalize it. You know, tell myself,
well, it doesn't
oh, good
smell.
Job, Sarah. It doesn't. Yeah. Not the way cigs do.
You can do it indoors?
You can. All right, Greg Baldwin, everybody.
Yeah.
Tonight at the Punchline, are you, how long of a set are you doing? Are you headlining?
I'm
is
doing,
Ant headlining? What's
so, I'm, so Jimmy Shin, who introduced me to comedy, he's opening.
Okay.
Well, I have a...
he's the guy you gave the ride to?
Yeah, he's the guy I gave a ride to. I'm flying him down, and Ant, who's been my mentor, he's going second, and then I'm closing.
You're closing!
Yeah.
Wow!
Yeah.
Well, listen, Greg, congratulations.
Thank you.
Every time you're in town, let us know.
Okay.
I'm so proud of you. I'm not that I did anything, but I'm very happy for you that you,
thank
you. You
yeah,
know,
it's a great story.
It is.
Thank you.
Good for you.
I love you guys. Thank you so much.
That's
I
very
really
sweet.
Love you.
Tonight, Punchline. Aww. Greg Baldwin, everybody.
Yay!
Yay! Alice at 97.3, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning
it just
show.
Won't ring.
This part of the show is sponsored by IKEA. We at the Alice have suspended all our contesting for at least the next few days. It just doesn't feel appropriate right now. And so we're, if you want information on some of the stuff that's happening, you can go to radioalice.com/Vegas Strong, find out ways that you can help. Just think no one's really in the mood for it at this point. It doesn't feel like the right time. So if you're wondering where all the contesting is, it'll be back when it feels like it's the right time. Cozy should never be costly from September 27th to October 9th. All IKEA mattresses over $150 will be going at 20% off. Visit your IKEA store or IKEA.com today. IKEA, make the dream yours.
Boy, that's a word, isn't it?
Which one?
Cozy.
Cozy. I'd love to be cozy right now. Doesn't, you know, what? What is it?
You too?
Cozy?
Oh, the missus is like, oh, I just, let me get tuck.
Yeah, let me get cozy.
tuck.
Or you just say,
let me
you
get
know,
this pillow.
Hey,
oh, hold on.
Can you refill my water for me? Why can't you do it? Because I'm cozy.
Yeah, because I'm all tuck.
I'm all cozy.
I'm all tuck.
You're not cozy.
Tuck. Got every, okay.
Start the movie.
Okay, what? What is your deal?
Now she's all set. Now she's cozy.
Now go get my snacks.
Oh, my God.
Sitting there watching that happen, you just... Can't you just sit?
Why can't... What do you got against cozy? Why can't people be the most comfortable they can be?
I guess I just don't think to perfect my couch time.
Yeah, well, you're going to be there for a while.
Dude. I guess
God.
So.
I'm missing out. Does Isla do the same
you
thing
You do the
now?
Same thing?
Well, I don't really use blankets when I'm too hot.
Yeah.
So me getting cozy is me... shedding myself from some clothing.
Oh, just taking clothes off.
Yeah.
Cozy always means bundled up to
but
me.
But pillows, like, I just definitely.
Be, I want to be cool. Right. Got to have the right pillows. Yeah. You need a little lumbar mm-hmm. support if you're sitting that way or something under your shoulder if you're laying down on the couch. I want just the right. I don't want the pillows with the feathers in them. They stick me in the face. I want the pillows with the polyfill.
And know. Then this has to be in hand.
Yes.
What is it, a stapler?
No, that would be a remote control.
I don't see
like
too
stapler.
Good. That's a two. There's my distance.
Cozy. Especially the last couple of days, I just want to be cozy. Mm. That's all I want. Just hunker down and be cozy and watch like cartoons or something.
Mm-hmm. All right. Mm.
Cozy.
Here's what's happening.
Okay.
Sorry word for the aside. I know. It was in the IKEA ad, and I just thought, oh, boy, that's a catchphrase. That's a thing that people clue in, lock in on. Cozy.
Is it warmy, too?
I just want to... Warmy.
I'm all warmy.
Oh, man.
It's like when you wake up in the morning, you don't want to get up because you're all warmy in there, warmy and cozy.
So anyway, here's what's happening for the rest of us who just sit on a couch.
That's only you. Right. You're alone on that couch.
Oh, really?
The rest of us are getting cozy.
Here's what's happening. I'm going to start us with some fast facts.
Oh, I love a fast fact. Boy, that's a nice place to start. Fact.
Ireland won its first Olympic medals in 1924.
Oh, in what?
A silver in the painting competition.
Painting?
Like who could paint the fence the fastest? What?
And a bronze in literature.
Literature.
Both Olympic of those things?
Competitions aren't part of the Olympics anymore.
What did you have to do in the literature competition? Like read the most books?
Medals
and answer questions?
For the painting, it says medals were awarded for work inspired by sports.
Oh.
So they would like pre-enter, like they didn't have to paint them the fastest. They just had to submit.
I did sort of have a picture of everyone around an easel doing it at the same time. You're right, though. You wouldn't have to do it that way.
And literature must have been like writing sports-inspired stories about compelling character. It wasn't like a, you know, comprehension test. Read this paragraph and answer these questions the fastest. I used to hate reading comprehension.
The USPS made stamps with the Statue of Liberty in 2011, but the picture they used was of the Statue of Liberty outside New York Casino in Las Vegas.
Nuh-uh.
Stupid. It's not clear why they chose that photo over an actual photo, but that's the photo.
How does anyone know? Is it not an exact replica?
I don't know. They just know. That's the photo they used.
Goodness.
In ancient China, people ate tea like a vegetable.
The leaves? Like blanch it up like spinach?
Like a vegetable, yeah. If you're allergic to cats, it also means you're allergic to lions and tigers.
Oh, my. It's just the dander, right? Isn't that what they say? Oh, I'm allergic to you, human. I get a little sniffly when my cats are all over me. Cat hair.
Huey Lewis.
And the news?
Well, no, just this is Huey.
Okay.
I mean, it's Huey Lewis of and the news, but this is just Huey.
Okay.
Got a perfect score on the math section of the SATs.
Mm. Is that so?
Perfect.
Interesting.
That's...
I love him.
Very impressive.
You love him?
I love him.
You love him because you've heard he's got a big one. That's why.
That's
fine. That's not why
you have to be embarrassed about that.
No, that's just a bonus. But
she said bonus.
Did you hear that laugh though? That's just a bonus.
He was a birthday present for me one time for my birthday.
Oh.
And what? I got to sit on his lap.
What?
Mm-hmm.
What, were you on Don Blue show at the time?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, he's friends with Don Blue. He doesn't like
tight.
Us. Huey Lewis.
Bonus.
That.
Oh, grin.
Yeah, get that.
Get that little laugh.
Oh, she said bonus.
So what happened?
It was my birthday, and Don surprised me by bringing Huey into the studio. So I sat there and talked to him and interviewed him and sat on his lap.
Oh.
Took pictures. Mm. It was fun.
You liked it?
Mm-hmm. And then he invited me to the Mountain Winery to go backstage with me and my girlfriend.
Oh.
Did you go?
Fun. Mm-hmm.
Oh.
Yeah.
He a married guy?
I don't remember.
Huh.
But I'm a married girl, Vincent.
Okay.
You weren't at the time.
Yeah, I was.
You were?
No.
Oh, well, I wasn't married.
Weren't?
No,
you weren't.
I wasn't married, but I was obviously with John.
Well, we don't know.
Yeah, we don't. Yeah, hello.
Sometimes people are on breaks.
No.
We were on a break!
And sometimes people have, a freebie.
No. Yeah, like maybe Huey Lewis is on your list. We don't know who's on your list. Do you guys have one of those lists?
No, we don't.
Oh, no passes? No free passes?
Nah.
All right. There have been 9 songs that were number one hits for 2 different artists. The most recent was Lady Marmalade.
Oh, that's a good song.
Which was number one for LaBelle in 75 and for Christina Aguilera, Lil' Kim, Maya, and Pink in 2001.
I love that. Such a great version.
Did you see them perform it on whatever awards show it was?
I did.
Or whatever?
I loved it.
So good.
It was so good.
Mm-hmm.
Voulez-vous coucher avec moi ce soir? Voulez-vous coucher avec moi?
I can't hear the song.
Oh, sorry. Crank it up. Turn it up louder.
Yeah.
So I can bury. You're missing the show, Vinny.
Oh.
You missed it. Sorry.
Oh, man. RadioAlice.com. You gotta be watching this, man. If you didn't see that,
you missed out. We got to see it.
Yeah. Although I wasn't even paying attention.
I actually got a bonus for pointing it out. Yeah.
What do you mean?
It's just a, you know, it's like bonus footage.
Oh.
You know.
There's a 38-year-old guy named Gal Valerius.
Gala Valerius.
No, Gal Valerius.
Gal.
Gal.
His name's Gal?
Pause. Valerius.
Okay. It's a great name. Gal Valerius.
There's a 38-year-old guy named Gal Valerius who runs the Dream Market, which is a drug dealing site on the dark web.
Okay.
His site connects anonymous dealers and buyers who make their deals using bitcoins. And Gal gets a little cut from every deal.
What kind of stuff can you get there?
Well, he's a drug dealer, so, you know, drugs.
Like what?
Like all the drugs. Do you want to...
Don't tell Greg Baldwin about that.
It seems you're the one that's most interested in what's available there.
I'm very interested in the dark web.
I'm guessing that it's all the stuff. I'm like the Special K, the ecstasy, the coke, the crystal.
The heroin.
The LSD.
The morphine.
Right, all the stuff. Anyway, he runs a site out of France, but the United States law enforcement agencies, including the DEA, FBI, and Homeland Security, have been monitoring him for a while. He finally slipped up late last month when he flew from France to the United States to participate in the World Beard and Mustache Championships in Austin, Texas.
Oh.
We got a guy who's in those.
Yeah. So he's one of those beard waxer guys.
Yeah, our night guy.
Wow.
He goes to those.
Yeah. He's really into them.
Really into them.
Right.
I think he took...
Like, you think he's just a shaggy dude, but then once in a while you see him with it all waxed into place.
Believe me, every morning that he's come back from one of those, he shows me the pictures. Mm-hmm. The last one, I think he took like fourth or seventh or something.
Oh.
He places in those. Anyway, this is a real thing.
Who knew? So,
Gal Valerius flew from France to the United States to participate in the World Beard and Mustache Championships in Austin, Texas.
Yeah.
Turns out he's got a really killer, beautiful, big, bushy, sweet, red beard.
Oh, red. So...
when the connecting flight landed in Atlanta, they snatched him up.
So they knew who he was then.
Yeah, he was detained.
His name's not really Galvin Valerius.
As soon as the DEA confirmed his identity, he was hit with a federal conspiracy charges, and he's looking at life in prison.
Oh.
Because he couldn't keep away from the beard championships. How do you like that?
I don't like it. I like the dark web to be, you know, its own thing.
What?
People should be able to do free trade on there.
Oh, he shouldn't be in trouble for that?
Right.
Oh, all right.
I don't even understand it. I don't want people to be able to get in trouble for it.
I've been trying to do this for a while. I'm finally getting to it.
Oh, what is it?
Spanx for your arms hit stores early this week.
Really?
Spanx for your arms.
You
know
those. Mm-hmm.
What do they call that? A bingo wing?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Teacher flaps. What? Eraser flaps or something.
Anyway. I guess the people of Spanx saw a need for the arm fat to be tied in. So arm tights are now available to you.
Arm,
It's not stupid.
They'll run you 30 to 34 bucks if you want them.
Are they just like a little dicky, like you pull it over your head and pull each arm into it, like one of those little half sweaters, like up above your boobs?
Oh. Well, I would think it'd just be a sleeve like cyclist.
Yeah, I would feel like it would roll down.
More like what Sarah's saying.
It's a full-on thing.
Oh, it goes around your cans.
It goes under your cans. Oh, that's interesting.
Yeah, the different types.
Well, it would be good for if you wanted to wear a sleeveless dress.
If you had the right color one.
Yeah, I mean.
Wait.
They're okay.
A sleeveless dress? But then people would see the
Spanx.
If you wanted coverage.
Yeah, it look those kind of look like a little shrug or something.
Yeah, exactly.
Oh, I see.
Yeah. Spanx. They're great.
You've worn them, haven't you?
I have. Good, like the leotard.
You don't wear those, do you?
Certain outfits I have worn them before.
You both have?
Mm-hmm.
Huh.
They're great. Smooth everything out.
Yeah.
Oh, you still do it?
I have them, yep.
Huh.
I hardly ever wear them. But if I'm wearing like something that, you know, is somewhat revealing and I'm going to be in it for a while. And
a particular dress.
Yeah, a particular dress. Mm-hmm. But I don't wear dresses.
Right.
No, I wore them to...
What about the wedding? Did you wear them to the wedding?
I didn't wear them to the wedding. But I knew it was going to be hot. I wore them to Winterland once or twice. I've worn them. I wear them when I'm wearing like a nice outfit, usually.
Huh.
Yeah.
Spanx, everybody.
Yeah.
For your arms.
I don't know about that.
I do. No thanks. Yeah. Our text number is 800-400-3697.
Probably be good if you're covering up a tattoo.
Right.
Mm. 415 says, hearing Greg say out loud admitting he was a meth addict is huge for me. I'm a smart, normal, longtime listener that always thought I could control it.
Uh-oh.
I'm 3 years clean now. Keep it up, Alice. Vinny is a daily reminder for me how lucky I am.
Yeah, that's I have a lot of admiration for anyone who can kick that because a lot of people can't. And I've watched some of my friends destroy their lives. I watched you do it, and you came back. And I'm grateful for it every day, Vinny.
925, love Greg. I love hearing how he has overcome his addiction and is following his dreams. Very inspirational. Yeah. Thanks, Alice Gang, for providing some hope today.
He's a happy guy, too. He definitely, you know, and go if you can tonight. He's at the Punchline. Love to see him have some success here.
Yeah.
This is his home territory.
That's a really big deal.
Huge deal.
I didn't realize, as you said, that he'd had some troubles, how bad it had been for him.
Right.
But meth is pretty heavy. It's not to be toyed. I mean, drugs aren't to be toyed with in general.
But that one in particular seems
meth
to just
breaks people down.
He's walking down the street and his tooth falls out of his head.
I like that story,
goodness.
Too.
So I have the answer to that.
To what?
So why your teeth fall out of your head when you're on meth.
Do tell.
So what happens, one of the effects of meth is it's an autoimmune disease that kicks in and it causes a lack of saliva in your mouth.
Mm.
And that lack of saliva causes rapid tooth decay. So if you're on meth and that happens, if that happens to you, your teeth will start dropping out of your head.
It's called meth mouth.
Mm-hmm.
Meth mouth.
I've heard that.
You can Google it.
I have heard of that. I've heard like they always have bad breath and super dry mouths.
Yeah, there's a whole wiki page on it.
Faces of meth. They show the person the first time they get arrested and then 6 months later and they look 15 years older.
Should scare you right off it.
Should. You'd think it would. Don't do it.
The weirdest thing, there I am in rehab.
Yeah.
And my life's falling apart around me, but just human nature. There's always someone that you look down on from wherever you're sitting. And so there I am with a couple drunks, and we're gathered at our little lunch table smoking our cigarettes, and we're like, look at those meth heads. Losers.
They're losers.
Oh, my God.
Just, you know, such human nature to be like, look at them. They're crazy over there. God. Turn your back to them. Don't look at them. They're going to come over here.
We're top tier junkies.
Such losers.
Funny.
Congratulations to... Oh, did I read this one? Congratulations to your cast. Kicked meth 12 years ago, sober 4 years.
Mm.
in tears in my car listening to him talk about how everything good in his life has come from helping someone else.
Helping is the theme today.
Yeah. That was 95. I'll read the rest of these on the other side of the break.
Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.